Zach Chastain measures Unalaska City Council's success in public trust. Since Chastain was elected to council in 2009, he's found himself at the center of multiple debates over government transparency. He's pointed out instances when he felt like council was cutting corners and stepping around its bylaws. While Chastain admits that his criticisms are nitpicky at times, he believes it's a crucial part of the public process.
What I stand for is following the procedures that are in place and ensuring that when we do create new procedures, that the public confidence is there and the public has that opportunity to comment, whether it be on the award of a contract or creating an ordinance like we've seen recently with the zoning. The community needs an opportunity to comment, and that's what I'll continue to fight for.
Chastain is a former public safety officer and harbor officer. Now he's a technician for Telalaska, but he still volunteers as a firefighter and EMT. That law enforcement experience has colored Chastain's approach to city government, says Catherine McGlashan-Labert. She served on council for 3 terms and overlapped with Chastain. She says his by-the-book approach helped temper debates.
He really knows the state statutes, the city ordinances, the city resolutions, and so he's very educated in that sense. So when you're up on council and you disagree, he explains why he disagrees, and he doesn't take things personal.
McGlashan-Labert says there have been times when she and Chastain didn't see eye to eye, but they've maintained a friendship even after her term ended. Chastain was the best man at her wedding this summer. While he might be a stickler for rules, Chastain doesn't see himself as a reformer. His agenda for council is to follow the city's comprehensive plan, which it adopted last year.
Recently, we've finished construction of the new housing unit for the city, a new boat harbor, and reliable power generation, and so on. But we have a lot of projects that we need to continue working toward to help our community, to help our community prepare for the growth that's going to happen in the next few years.
For now, Chastain says that council has to focus on finishing road and airport improvements and finding a way to defray the cost of expensive upgrades to Unalaska's utility plants. He supports a sales tax hike to help offset increased utility rates for consumers. Except for a few months of public safety officer training in Sitka, Chastain's lived here for his entire life. While he thinks the town's doing well now, Chastain says he wants to make Unalaska the kind of town that his 6-year-old daughter, Paige, would want to put roots down in.
We have more long-term residents. We have families that are moving here. And I'd like to see us shift some focus from building the infrastructure we need, and we'll be able to do this in a few years because our projects will kind of come to a close, to working on creating this, or working on making this community more of a family hub.
One way to do that in the short term, pave more roads and sidewalks. Looking ahead, Chastain says he'll go to local families to build an agenda and figure out what kinds of facilities and services they need. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.